Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. All right, this is fantastic. It is time for Hey Bud, Bud Distributing. I am on line with Jenna right now on Zoom. Obviously, you guys can't see that because we're on the radio. There's no video. But just to let you know, just for the audio reasons there. But hey, Jenna, it's been a while. How are things?
Yes. Hunter, how are you? I'm great. Surviving 2020 like everybody else, yeah, the best you can.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy year. Hopefully 2021 at some point will be a little bit more back to normal, but can't say I can complain. You know, been pretty good over here.
I think we're all excited for 2020 for sure. I think everybody's on board with that one, but yeah, everything good over there. You know, one good thing, good thing about quarantine. I think people are indulging a little bit more. That's good for the Hey Bud and the whatnot. So
yeah, it's been crazy. Like, you know, it's just been such a weird wave of things of where the stores are really busy. Obviously, hoping the restaurants open soon. That's something that, you know, we're really hoping for all of our partners. As you know, that's super important. So it's just been crazy with just different waves of what's happening with the industry and just kind of because of the pandemic, you know, so.
Everybody's kind of molding right now. They're just trying to figure what's going on and what's happening and just kind of molding around it, you know, so.
Yeah, I know for sure. It's just been really trying with those kinds of things. And, you know, just to, again, like general industry, you know, you had this all happen and their procurement of like slim cans and just liquid that had not been produced at that time of the surge. Like it really, you know, a lot of suppliers have had issues and continue to have issues because of just things shifting. They were not forecasted to shift all these things, right? So it's just been really, really weird in general. To have the crystal ball.
Right. 2021. Here we go. Come on. I think we're all ready.
Here we go.
So you got some product here with you. You're actually at the plant right now and you got some product in hand. So tell us about it.
Yeah, so I'm super excited. For us, this coming, you know, first quarter, we are going to have a ton of innovation that's going to be hitting the market. Mm-hmm. Super excited for it. You know, with all the craze, it's all people talk about our seltzers, and that's a lot of what we're rolling out with. Last week when I was talking with Brock, we talked about the Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzers, which those launched January 4th. Just want to remind everybody of that. Those are going to be in a variety pack that I think is just going to be phenomenally successful. The liquid is fantastic, very crisp, very clean. It's organic, you know, zero carbs, zero sugar, 80 calories. Yep, 80 calories. Some fun flavors, spicy pineapple, peach pear, and of course the cucumber lime. So super excited about that. Want to mention that again, just because that launch does happen January 4th.
January 4th.
So super excited about Michelob Ultra. Yeah, super excited about that brand in general. Mm-hmm. But just I think these seltzers are going to be on fire. So get you some January 4th when everyone starts their diet.
Yeah, I think everybody's kind of starting to realize that, hey, you can have a beer with zero calories, zero sugar, and it can still taste good. You can still enjoy it. I think this year especially, I don't know what it was about this year, but with the seltzers, the light beers, it's not like they were in the dark, but it seems like they exploded this year just advertising or just people starting to realize that, hey, these are good beers.
Yeah, I think, no question that, you know, obviously the seltzer, that was something that took storm about 2 years ago and just continued. Everyone thought it was going to be, you know, kind of like a hard soda where it kind of came in and everyone was really excited and then it went away. Mm-hmm. And it certainly was not like the market share on these on seltzers, and I'm talking about the whole category, is just astronomical on how quickly they've gotten there. So you're going to continue to see just seltzer for seltzer coming out as people are really migrating to those, whether that you were maybe a cocktail drinker before, or maybe you were a light beer drinker, but you needed a break from maybe a beer and you were looking for something with like a little bit more of a fruit flavor or just something different. And I think just that nice sparklingness to it also is very clean and very, I guess, appeasing. You're not as full, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I think that just in general, the seltzers have been just astronomically successful. And then I think because of those and because of kind of getting into that, like the light beers have really come back. Like, not that they ever were like gone, but you know, those are big, big brands and we're seeing growth on those brands. So people definitely, for whatever reason are drinking maybe a little bit lighter. Not to say that, you know, there aren't some super great, you know, craft growth as well. Mm-hmm. But I think that people like Busch Light right now for us is just like insane, you know? So it's just crazy about the market shifts.
Different types of beer for different types of people and different taste buds. You know, I'm right on with the seltzers. I discovered them a few years back, actually, when you brought them into the studio when things were quite normal. And, I was like, I do like the seltzers. But, man, when the Bud Light seltzer came out and then the Platinums, I've been drinking the Bud Light seltzer Platinums, which are fantastic as well. And I don't know. I look at myself and I'm like, why are you drinking more seltzers this year? I don't know, but they're good.
And that's the other thing, Hunter, is that I think people thought originally it was going to be like geared towards just female. And you go to a tailgate back when you could tailgate.
Yeah.
And everyone had, seltzer in their hand. It's definitely not geared towards one specific, female, male, like gender. It's not necessarily geared towards one age group. You see the young kids that are 21 drinking them, and then you see myself who's older drinking them, so it's definitely across the board.
Hopefully 2021 gets a little bit more normal so we could, like we used to sample these.
Right.
Yeah, so
I'm like missing that for sure.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. More with Hey Bud and Jenna. Just a little bit. Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. All right. Hey, we're back here with Hey Bud and Jenna.
Anything else out in the bud distributing world that we need?
So I wanted to recap the Ultras because those are coming out January 4th. Again, January 4th, you'll start to see those in your favorite, market that you shop in, whether it's a packaged liquor store. I mean, they will be everywhere. It's definitely a big bet for us and, something that people have really bought into, that people are excited about it. So just want to mention that. And then coming in mid-January, so January 18th, we have a hard, retail date of launching Bud Light Lemonade Seltzer. I am really excited. These are samples that were sent to us by the brewery, so we don't even have inventory of it yet. These I think are going to be fire. So they have lemonade, so it's Bud Light Lemonade Seltzer. So these are seltzers. Mm-hmm. They have the Bud Light Lemonade Strawberry Seltzer, then they have the Lemonade Peach Seltzer, and then the lemonade what was the other one? Let's see, Black Cherry Seltzer.
A whole line of lemonade, different flavors with lemonade, just not
exactly.
The lemonade.
Wow. Yep. And it's going to be in a variety pack. So you can grab the variety pack, 12 pack. It's going to have all the flavors in it. I've had the opportunity for the samples they sent to try the lemonade, the plain lemonade, and then the strawberry lemonade. And they are fabulous.
Nice.
If you're looking for something like a little bit more flavor than the typical seltzers, because the seltzers are great, don't get me wrong, but sometimes it's like, you're like, okay, I feel like I'm drinking club soda here. Looking for something maybe a little sweeter.
Yeah.
These are amazing. They are definitely flavorful. They are 5% alcohol, so they did not cut out an alcohol content there with 100 calories.
Oh.
So still low calorie with a lot of flavor and 5% alcohol.
So can you, Wild Berry and your other seltzers come in, you can buy them individually. Are they just going to come in the variety pack or can you buy them in tall cans?
Starting off, they're going to have a variety pack.
Okay.
And then they'll have the 25 ounce can and the 16 ounce can, like single serve, that you can buy in the lemonade and the strawberry.
Okay.
But everything else, if you want to try the black cherry and all those come in the variety pack starting out.
And
not to say down the road they won't, but
and they do that for a reason though, to test the market, to see what people like, and try to get opinions so they know what to put out on the shelf. Is that right?
Exactly. So they're gonna roll out first with the standard lemonade and the strawberry lemonade and some single serves.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as getting the black cherries and the peach and all that, that's gonna be in that variety pack initially. Wow.
Sounds delicious. Honestly, I'm kind of angry that I can't sample one.
I'll have to send you some in the mail so you can try it prior to January 18th.
There you go. You said they're not on the shelves yet though, huh?
Nope. January 18th. So it's like a hard launch date.
Mm-hmm.
They've gotten with these two big brands that were launching that first, in January, they're definitely hard dates. So you will not see Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer before January 4th. And then same thing with the Bud Light Lemonade Seltzers. That will be January 18th.
Cool. Well, I look forward to trying them both, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about the lemonade lineup, though. That's pretty cool. So, always enjoy talking with you, Jenna, and I hope everything's going great as well as it can be. And it seems – I know I can see it. You look great. Everybody looks great. And,
thank you.
And it was great talking with you here this morning.
You too. I miss all of you. Looking forward to when we can be in studio and actually – discuss these and you guys can try them for yourselves and give me your initial opinions right on air.
Absolutely.
Because like I said, it's always good to have that real reaction of, do you like it? Do you not? What do you taste? Like, that's fun to me. So I'm really looking forward to that. Hopefully in 2021, we'll have that. Again, always drink responsibly. We're excited for the holiday season. Mm-hmm. And again, it's a time that we all celebrate. So once again, we always like to remind you to make a plan to make it home safely.
Usually in this part of the Hey Bud segment, we talk about upcoming events, and hopefully that will be coming back around too as well.
I hope so. You and me both. So
yeah. Well, it's good talking to you, and have a good morning. Hey Bud, Bud Distributing on the phone with Jenna this morning. Enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you, Hunter.